Welcome to the Center for Internet Security's podcast, Cybersecurity Where You Are. Cybersecurity affects us all, whether we are at home, managing a company, supporting clients, or even running a state or local government. Join CIS's Sean Atkinson and Tony Sager as they discuss trends and threats, ways to implement controls and infrastructure, explore best practices, and interview experts in the industry. We are here to bring clarity to these complex issues to bring confidence in the connected world.
Hello, this is Sean Atkinson, CISO here at the Center for Internet Security. Cybersecurity Where You Are and Where We Are is Orlando, Florida for the 2024 full staff meeting. Here doing interviews with employees of CIS, getting their thoughts about what we're trying to do here with respect to the all staff meeting, the engagement, the activities that have been planned, the speakers, and really just getting an update on the organization as a whole. So we're doing that in order to really bring the company together. You'll hear another podcast from our Chief Executive Officer, John Gilligan, and our Chief Operating Officer, Gina Chapman, about the importance of what we're trying to do and why we're doing this, why we're bringing everybody together in Orlando, Florida, for a two-day event, and really getting to understand the organization, getting to meet new employees, persons we've seen over WebEx and virtual meetings. We get to meet in person, have some fun, and get to build new innovation, new capability, and what we're going to do from now moving forward as an organization. So we're all together, and you'll hear from our employees and their thoughts about what we're trying to do and the importance of being together. So with that, I'll talk to you soon. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, nice to be here, Sean. My name is Kateri Gill. I'm the Director of CIS Services, which is a whole big title, but I'm not really sure what I do here. What I do know is that I have an amazing team, but we're spread all across the country.
Yes.
So it's really tough to keep on that collaboration and keep us moving forward with full steam when we don't even really get to have that water cooler chat.
Sure.
So getting in touch in person here is not only good for just my team, but it's so important for cross-team collaboration. All of those conversations I wanted to have the last 6-8 months,
yep,
that I just can't find a good time, or maybe it's a little bit too much to send over Slack, I've been able to have those over the last 2 days.
Wonderful.
Hi, Sean, thanks for having me. I'm Kristen Lennon. I'm the Senior Legal and Compliance Coordinator. A long title. I do know what I do here, and it's a lot. So I think that it's very important that we gather, you know, at the full staff meeting, because on a day-to-day basis, especially someone in my position, I interact with a lot of different departments, and, you know, you're just screen to screen all the time. Even when, you know, we do cameras on, it's just not the same as being in person, and getting that social, you know, more open and friendly vibe here is a big part of helping us collaborate going forward. You know, we're building a relationship that will also build our professional relationship and our collaboration going forward. So I think that is probably why I find it so important that we keep doing these events, which only keep getting better and better, if you
absolutely
ask me.
Now, there is one more question. I said only one question, but I'm going to ask another.
Sneaky.
So
he does do that.
So given, like, you guys have been at CIS, you've seen it grow. What does CIS look like before to what we see now? What impresses you the most?
Honestly, the sheer volume of people, it's amazing. I mean, when we first started, you used to be able to walk down the hallway. You knew everybody. I think I was number 78.
You were probably 69.
Yeah. I mean, we used to just be able to fit in that big conference room at headquarters. That was, you know, all of us for our monthly meetings, like what we have, you know, the all hands calls. We would do those monthly in person in that conference room. And then over time, you know, we had to start going down to the Hilton, you know, across the city there. And now it's turned into this. I mean, it's baffling. It really is.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see the growth and the opportunity. Of course, the sheer number of people strikes you immediately, having this enormous conference room and, like, be in music for John Gilligan. Yes, please. However, one of the really cool things is that now we have staff to be able to do things and keep pushing us forward, because that's the biggest challenge in this industry, right? Well, maybe not the biggest, but it's one of them.
Sure.
I feel like we have 8,000 biggest challenges at any point in time, but one of the biggest challenges for us is to stay on the forefront, and we have so many diverse minds here now. It's really, really amazing to see the different perspectives. I think that previously, you know, being located in upstate New York, we had a certain demographic and a certain type of person who is willing to live in upstate New York and work for CIS.
Right.
Now we have such a huge, diverse population of staff. It's really, really incredible to see. And it's really incredible to see the ideas that come to the table.
Absolutely. Well, just from me, just to thank you for your leadership and thank you for your partnership. It's incredible. You're killing it. Keep doing what you do. And it's awesome. So thank you.
Thank you. And goes right back at you.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
I'm Scott Iser. I'm the Senior Director of Sales for the Center for Internet Security. And I'm excited to be at our kickoff down in Orlando. We've got beautiful weather and enjoying some time together.
Absolutely. So, Scott, why is it so important that we're getting together, doing these types of events and bringing everybody from all over the United States to a location here in Florida? I mean, it's an easy sell, but why is that so important?
What we do is pretty critically important, and it's important, at least from my perspective, that we're all on the same page. I think that we get lost in the day-to-day of our work, right? We're in our own bubble, we're doing our own things, and it's important that, you know, I understand what your role is, I understand what somebody's project is that they're working on, and it's nice to kind of level set and get together and make sure that we're all on the same page to keep that mission going forward that's critically important to all of us.
100%. Our next guest, Mr. Lee Noriega. Lee, what do you do here at CIS, and why is it so important that we do these types of events?
So I'm head of Cybersecurity Services Organization and also interim general manager for sales and business services. And I think the mission that CIS is providing is so invaluable to the cyber underserved community. You know, a lot of these small municipalities just don't have the resources, they don't have the expertise, they don't even have the funding to really get to the basic hygiene levels for cybersecurity. So I think the people here at CIS are just amazing. I mean, everybody is so mission focused, working together, knocking down these walls and really getting best practices adopted through those communities.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not jealous of many people, but Lee, you live in this beautiful state.
Yeah.
And bringing everybody to you, really. So how inconvenient was that?
It was, you know, it's interesting because I came up on Sunday and, The most time it took to get up here was just from my house to get to the main highway, because I'm way down on the beach. And so when I finally got on the highway, it was a back road that I had never taken in Florida. Absolutely beautiful. And there was no traffic. And there was only one police car the whole way here. So, and it dumped me off right about two exits from the hotel. So unfortunately, I don't think tomorrow afternoon is going to be that good.
Right.
But I'll take
exactly
what I can get.
Exactly. Scott. So you're traveling literally constantly. What's it feel like to come here? Maybe relax, meet to everybody. What do you think?
It certainly beats the snow that we had last week in upstate New York, but it's relaxing. You get a chance to kind of recharge your batteries a little bit, get yourself aligned and focused on what you want to concentrate on for, you know, the next half of the year and kind of move forward and get a chance to meet people that haven't met before. You know, been with the organization right for 2 years. I've been here for almost six and haven't met you yet. So
nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Bringing people together. That's
right.
We love.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
really
you so much.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
My name is Brianne Peck. I'm the internal events manager here at CIS.
Wonderful. Brianne, why is it so important that we as an organization come together at venues like this and do all of these extra activities to really create a sense of what CIS is? Why is that so important?
Well, I think since the pandemic, we've grown so much and we're nationwide now, and it's makes it that much harder for us all to get together outside of a virtual environment. So getting together in a beautiful location with lots of activities to do just fosters that collaboration and friendship and just makes for an amazing time. And I think sends the employees back with just a renewed sense of motivation for their work.
Absolutely wonderful. And just to you, the events team, absolutely phenomenal. Every year, I'm not sure what you're going to do next year, because this is absolutely phenomenal. Congratulations, well done, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. introduction to yourself, sir.
Absolutely. So Edward Spaughton, and I'm the Agile leader here, Enterprise Agility leader at CIS. I've been here for about a year and a half.
Yep.
And all things Agile flow through me, typically.
Yes.
So, yeah, exciting company to work for. And we're, getting lots of attention lately.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Lots of fun things to do here.
Absolutely. Sri, just throw an introduction, who you are, what you do at CIS.
Okay, great. Thank you. My name is Sri Parthasarathy, and I am an Agile consultant, an independent Agile consultant. I'm working with Edward in the Agile program office, and we're just having a great time down here, really getting to know everybody. I've been to many corporate events, many conference events. I can't believe how well a small company like CIS can do such a big, big, big job. It's wonderful. It's actually an honor to be here.
Wonderful. Great to have you here. You guys just, again, setting the pace of where we're going to go and just doing some great work. Sri, one of the things I was talking to the guys before we jumped on the podcast was, why is it important that we come together as an organization and be able to do this, bring in experts such as yourself, Edward, and developing the new talent here that's going to take over the world? But why is it so important that we bring people together and have these types of events?
I think the reason why we do this is so we understand that our most precious resource, and I don't even like to call it resource, is the people. In fact, I like to use the word people or folks instead of saying I need this resource or I need that resource. But why? Why is that the most important? It's because we're full of energy. We think often our most precious thing is time, but actually time is limited. So if we had an extra hour a day, how much are we going to get done? Another 10%? Another 5%? But what if we build a human dynamic between us? Now we're doubling, we're tripling, we're multiplying by 10. So coming together does that. It enables that. The connections have been amazing.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And Edward, yeah. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. So I was thinking about what Sri just said a second ago, and there's this saying that I've used and heard a lot in my life, and it's, two people can do the work of three compared to one.
Yes.
So when you come together and you create relationships, that work amplifies, because you can actually, when you communicate, we go away from this event, we're all back in our little remote settings for the most part.
Absolutely.
But when you communicate with those people that you interact with here, there's a different dynamic. There's a different feeling. I've associated with them. I have more of a trust relationship just because we've actually shook hands or looked each other in the eye, not through a camera, through a 2D camera. Now it's 3D. We're really here and rubbing shoulders. And it's just an amazing, amazing way to,
absolutely,
to build relationships.
I want to give just a quick thought on the Agile processes. Agile is more about the people than it is anything else. And I think bringing the groups together like this, does it help permeate your message and what you guys are trying to do for the organization? Edward, I'll start with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's about relationships. And the Agile is all about, moving people together and helping them move in a direction. On my email, I always say that, at the bottom of my email, it says, get people rowing in the same direction, the same time, you can overcome anything, right?
Yes.
And I don't have it exactly quoted, but basically that's what it says. If we get people moving in the same direction, we can overcome anything and any obstacle in our front.
Absolutely.
And so Agile is all about trying to get people aligned and moving in the same direction. And so that's a big part of it.
What do you think, Sri?
It's the same thing. We want to be nimble. We want to use the best of what we are together. And for that, we need the bridges between us built. And so coming down here, we did a session on bridge building today. It's all about that. We build a bridge between the humans. Then we can adjust as a full organism, as work as one people. And we can actually build a bridge from where we are now to where we're trying to go. That's what it is. So whether it's technique or whether it's anything like that, it's really the people trusting each other. It just acts, it totally accelerates us.
Absolutely. The architects of the bridge right here. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Great work. Continue doing what you're doing. I can't wait to see what we do, where we are next year. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Love it. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. I am LaTanya Seals. I am an HR specialist, which is part of HR.
Wonderful.
I'm Lindsay Duclos, and I just joined as an HR manager.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the question is, Heidi, we'll start with you. Why is it so important for CIS to come together at events like this?
Wow, I think especially since COVID, since CIS is used to being an on-site company, and now that we're fully dispersed, we have employees that are all over the country now. It's so important to have those human touch points. We do well virtually. We've really built in some great connection points virtually, but there's really nothing like that face-to-face contact through the halls, in these events, coming together. And especially because this particular event isn't really business focused, it's connection focused. And so we're here to build relationships and to see people that we work with every day. But now we can just let down that business guard that we have and just get to know each other, cut loose a little bit, like here at the Neon Party, yes, and really appreciate each other in a different way.
Wonderful, wonderful. What do you think?
Absolutely. Just to piggyback off of what Heidi said, I think the human connection is like super important. Plus, this is like you're making connections with your peers. Like you find interest in things that you didn't even know you had interest in. Just to hear somebody else talk about something that they're doing or something that they're working on, it might open up new projects for you. It could potentially put up more opportunities for you. So with events like this, you can talk about business, you can talk about personal, you can talk about fun, and it's all going to go back to the same place. And then when we get back, we have to go back to our online lives, seeing each other just through our computers every day. It makes it a lot easier to still feel that same connection to somebody that would have probably never met had it not been for an event like this.
Absolutely, absolutely right. So Lindsay, yes, literally maybe less than a month in?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes.
So coming to an event like this, what kind of perspective does it give you of CIS?
I am amazed. I feel so lucky. I think it's so important to have that empathy, and you really wouldn't have that touch if, you know, in the online life. So coming together, like you said, to build relationships, I think you have so much more empathy and understanding for people, and it makes it so much easier to work together.
Absolutely.
So I think it's so important.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm just going to, Heidi, I did one question, because we've been working on Belongify. How important is that now to introduce these concepts for this organization? Why is that an important element that you bring?
Awesome question, Sean. And it is everything. As we've been talking about, belonging is everything. It goes back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. That's what we want. It's one of our basic needs, is to belong. It doesn't matter that we're at work. That's what people crave. That's what people thrive. That's how we are more productive. Our work's more meaningful. So the fact that CIS is now committed to making sure that people have that place of belonging so that they find work meaningful. We are already so purpose-driven and mission-driven. So it's just that natural next step to make sure that belonging is central to what we're doing. It's everything.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for everything you do. Lindsay, everything you're gonna do and what you've done in the 2 weeks, it's awesome to have you all here.
Thank you.
Again, the talent and what's represented here is your work and what we can do with it. Heidi is our future. So thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
My name is Waldo Perez, and I am an HR support specialist.
Wonderful. Why is it important for the organization to come together? And how long have you been at CIS?
I've been at CIS since 2022. I started as an intern and then did it for a year. And in 2023, transitioned into a full-time position.
So why is it important then for us to come together? How does that help you be more effective at your work?
Well, it's the human aspect, right? Like, we can, you know, working remote, it has a lot of advantages, you know, like, but it affects everybody different.
Yes.
And it's important for everybody to just come together, see face-to-face, have that human interaction, and realize that, you know, like, there's more than just what's behind the screen. You get me? It's
absolutely,
like, it's beyond that, you know, like.
So. Absolutely. No, I love it. And big kudos out to the HR team, what you do, bringing in the talent, making sure we're happy and able to come to these events and just celebrate, enjoy, and do what we do. So great work, and thank you so much.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for what you do. This is amazing as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
It's Christina Hesse. I am one of the senior program managers under Jane Judge's organization in the PMO.
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. Wonderful. Now, Christina, why is it important that we come together as a group, as a team, and as an organization in events like this? Why is that so important for us?
I think it's important to get together as these teams to foster the work relationship, to build trust, get to know your fellow colleague face-to-face. You've seen a lot of these guys and girls on the video. And it's just wonderful to see people and shake hands.
Absolutely, absolutely. Enforces our culture and builds a repertoire, and we now know who we are, what we're trying to do, and I think it helps us keep that culture strong.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Christina, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.
Sir, your name?
Todd Ducey.
And what do you do for CIS?
I am a team lead on the CIS services team.
Todd, why is it so important to come together as an organization at venues like this? Why is it crucial for CIS to do this type of event?
I think it has to do a lot with the fabric of who we are as individuals, but how we mesh together as a company and an employer. So it's very important to have the human touch, if you will. So we see these people virtually all the time now, but it's great to get together in person, have great conversations, and if we've rubbed anybody the wrong way, it's a great time to band-aid those. I'm not speaking for myself, but it's a great time. So
it is a great time. And I'll just for everybody, Orlando, Florida, it's an easy sell in some cases. Am I right?
It's absolutely beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Again, we had Brianne on earlier. I said, I don't know how you're going to top this next year because this is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Our fourth guest. Come on in. Come on in. What's your name and what do you do for the organization?
My name is Chris McCullough. I'm Director of Sales for Cloud Security, a.k.a. Hardened Images.
Wonderful. Why is it important for us to come together as an organization at venues like this?
To embrace the culture that we've built here at CIS and to keep it going and to further it.
Absolutely.
You know, just to spread that message, because if you heard anything that was said today, it's really important to embrace it and strengthen it at every turn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful.
But there is one place that would be better than here for the all hands. Cleveland, Ohio, of course.
Of course. How could I have forgotten?
We do have Cedar Point, though, if you like roller coasters.
Absolutely. Our fifth guest. What's your name and what do you do for CIS?
I'm Nolan Emilio, and I'm a senior program manager for our new central support team.
Wonderful, wonderful. Why is it important, Nolan, that we're here together, we're really building team bonds? Why is that so important for CIS, our future, our mission, and what we're trying to do as an organization?
We've done a pretty good job transitioning to remote work, I would say. Our hand was forced, you know, with the pandemic. And I think that this is just a continuation of that effort. And I don't see any other way to build that cohesion with our team than being able to meet people from other departments. You know, we are kind of always in meetings with the same people for the most part. And this just gives us an opportunity to, you know, team build, obviously. You know, we're building towers with marshmallows and we're building bridges with bootleg Legos, you know. And it's just, it really gets you looking each other in the eyes in person and just creating a bond with someone that you're probably going to have an interaction with over the computer in the next few months.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great.
Wonderful. Our next guest, come on in. How are we doing? What's your name and what do you do at CIS?
My name is Kara Capinary. I'm a product owner. I just joined CIS in January.
Wonderful. Great to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
On the podcast, one of the things I've been asking is why is it important for organizations such as this to come together and be new? Does this help get you acclimated to the organization?
Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of people who I, you know, just glancing at their name tag and automatically being like, oh my gosh, I've emailed with this person, and getting to actually, you know, connect with them in real life I can already tell it's going to be helpful for our virtual connections in the future, just feeling more comfortable and having gotten to know each other a little bit better through like this event.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Our seventh, I think now. Dan, come on in. Come on in. So we've got Dan Grimaldi, IT extraordinaire, one of my best friends, because I'd go to him all the time. Why is it important, Dan, from a perspective of team building, when your team is both distributed, they're both local, and you've got to support really a whole organization, does it help put a face to the name of all of these people that you're helping?
Oh, definitely. Yes. I had one point maybe 3-4 years ago where I knew everyone by name and it only lasted like a month. So it's definitely nice, especially now that we're more remote and it's distributed, that I get to see people in person.
Absolutely.
So if I, you know, I live close to the office, and if I go in, there's maybe 3 or 4 people there at a given time. So this is a big change for me. It's nice.
Big change.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get everybody's perspective. The location. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Nolan, what do you think?
It's interesting because I feel like Florida kind of said, we got a bunch of New Yorkers coming here. We better turn down the heat a little bit because it's been gorgeous. Yeah. It's really nice. It really makes it easier for us to hang out outside and enjoy the weather after being inside and doing that team building stuff.
Yeah, I come from Chicago, so I haven't seen the sun in years, it feels like. So I am very pleased to be here, and it's been perfect weather. I was part of the CIS running group, so the past 2 mornings I've gotten out and ran with a few people, and so that has been great to meet some people that way, and also just like be running outside and it's not freezing. So I've loved being in Orlando.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you all very much. I'm much appreciated. Keep doing what you're doing and making CIS what it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Ward. I am a cybersecurity solutions engineer here at CIS. My position is here is we kind of we talk with our customers on the paid side of things, and we kind of review, discuss, and kind of help provide different solutions for our partners with our services such as MSS, ESS, Albert, and we give demos, we give pre-technical calls, and then we also kind of give pre-service calls, and then we also help deal with kind of partners who are thinking about canceling. We kind of bring them back in and make sure that they don't cancel, so that they have that good cyber protection from us.
Absolutely huge, providing the product, the service, mm-hmm. the customer service,
exactly.
and making sure there's a good product that's effective and secure. Exactly. Wonderful. Security engineer extraordinaire.
That's right. Absolutely. Hi, everyone. My name is Jason Samasachi, and I'm also a cybersecurity solutions engineer on the customer success team here at CIS. I've been with the company for about a year now, and as Joe mentioned, we're providing service reviews and demos of our paid services. But I like to think of our role as being the eyes and ears of our members. So we're removing roadblocks for them. We're the first point of contact. So we're kind of the face of the organization, so to speak. And that's what we do.
Wonderful. So Joe, Jason, what we've got, why is it important for us to get together like this? Again, here, beautiful Orlando, Florida. That's one excuse. But what do you think it does for the organization?
Absolutely. Well, I'll go first on that one, Joe. So I think because most of us work remotely, I know I do. I've been in remote roles for almost 10 years now. And being able to see people face to face is a big plus. We're able to build relationships that you can't necessarily build over Slack. So I think just the human interaction here is the best part about it.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. And obviously Jason hit it right on the head with, because everything is such a remote world right now. We kind of don't see face to face. And even when we do, it's a camera. So we don't get to see exactly how everyone is, even with their kind of like facial structures and stuff like that. So in not only in this kind of environment and getting together, we kind of, there is work talk and stuff like that. But most of the time we kind of get away with the work talk. We get to know everyone more and more. We create those relationships and we build bonds with each other so that, when we see someone on Slack, because I know some Slack photos, I used to have my dog as my Slack photo. You don't know, but you don't know faces. So, you make these connections, you make these names, and then you can even message people. You can, and even have general chats, but it helps a ton when working. Cause you're like, I'm stuck on this. Who do I reach out to? Oh, I remember when I was at the All-Staff, I was talking with so-and-so, and they're a huge part in, what we do. And I'm going to go to them for their expertise. And it's just incredible for us.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you both.
Of course.
Yeah, much appreciated. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I hope this gives you really an opportunity to see more of the inner workings and the inner personnel, the culture, and just the great organization that CIS is. We'll conclude here today. Again, remember to subscribe in all the usual ways. Questions, comments, concerns, please reach out to podcasts@cisecurity.org. And just really another thanks to the events team that put on the all-staff meeting. Just really just a round of applause. And just absolutely amazing. So it was such a great time, a great experience, brought a lot of different people together, really motivating. And so, again, it helps the organization build, grow, and continuously improve. With that, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the show today. The thoughts and opinions expressed by our podcast guests are solely theirs and do not necessarily reflect those of CIS. If you're interested in learning more about how to grow your cybersecurity program, the free tools available to help you on your journey or to get involved with the CIS volunteer community, visit our website, cisecurity.org. Start secure and stay secure.
Heading to RSA Conference 2024? Stop by booth 4319. The CIS team will discuss our cybersecurity resources and tell you about our exciting speaker sessions. You might even get to drop in on a live recording of Cybersecurity Where You Are. Hope to see you there.